Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Greetings, my brothers and sisters. My prayer tonight is for the renewal of the manifestation of the gift of the Holy Ghost. But before I pray, I just want to read a couple of verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And I'm reading from the King James Version. It said, "Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God, which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man, to profit with all. For to one is given the Spirit, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, by the same Spirit, to another faith, by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing, by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will." Let us pray. Most holy God and our Father, we approach you tonight, God Almighty, with thanksgiving in our hearts. We acknowledge you as Lord and King of our lives. And Lord, we just want to thank you for your Spirit that you have given to the church. And Holy Spirit, we thank you for all the gifts that you have given in the church, mighty God, for your glory. And Lord, we realize, mighty God, that the gifts of your Spirit, oh God, is not really evident among us, oh God Almighty. And what reason? I don't know the reason for that. But Lord, as we come to you tonight, we know and we realize, Lord, that the gifts that you have given, Lord, you will not take it or take them away. Lord, you have given us your gifts for a purpose, and you have given us your gifts for the working, oh God, in the kingdom of God. So Lord, we present ourselves to you tonight, Lord, realizing, God Almighty, that, Father God, we are not seeing the manifestations of the gifts that you have placed upon our lives. So Lord, tonight we pray, oh God, for a revival, oh God, for a renewal of the manifestation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray, mighty God, for the word of wisdom among us. Oh God, we pray for the word of knowledge again, Lord, among us. We pray, mighty God, for the gifts of healing among us, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, for the gifts of faith among us, Lord. We pray for the manifestation of the gift of prophecy, oh Lord, among us. We pray, God Almighty, for the manifestation of discernment of the spirits, oh God, among us. We pray, God, for the manifestation of the gifts of speaking in different tongues. Oh Lord God, you said in the last days you will pour out your Spirit upon all flesh. We pray that you will pour out your Spirit upon us again, Lord, that the Spirit that gives us these gifts, Lord, will come alive in our church again, in the name of Jesus, as on the day of Pentecost. Oh God, when you pour out your Spirit upon the disciples, Lord, 500 of them were in one place. Oh God, and it was a sound of a mighty rushing wind, and your Spirit came and sat upon them, and they all spoke with other tongues, that the people that came, oh God, from other places heard them speaking in their own language, and they were marveled, oh God, at the wisdom of our God. Lord, we need to see the manifestation. We need to see the gifts and the giftings of your Spirit working in a mighty way among us again. Oh God, we realize, Heavenly Father, oh God, that the gifts are in place, but Lord, we are not seeing the manifestation. We are not seeing the working, hallelujah, of your Spirit among us. So we pray, God, whatever is hindering, whatever is causing, oh God, the gifts of your Spirit to lie dormant in the church, we pray, God, that you remove it now and that you will take your place in our hearts, in our lives. Oh God, so that the Spirit of the gifts of the Spirit will manifest among us. Oh God, that, oh Father God, that we will see your hand, your mighty work among us again. In the name of Jesus, we ask, God, that you will come down and take full control. Oh God, we pray, God, whatever it takes, oh God, for us to see the manifestation of the gift to come alive. Oh Lord, among us again, Lord God. Hallelujah. We pray, God, that you will come and reveal yourself. Hallelujah. And let the church, oh God, awake to righteousness. Let the church, oh God, be on fire again, Lord God, the Pentecostal fire. Let it burn, oh God, because our world is in trouble. And without your Spirit, without the working of the gifts of your Spirit among us, Lord, then God Almighty, we will just be good for nothing. Oh God, without your Spirit, your words are clear, we are none of yours. So we pray, God, that you will kill the flesh in us. And I pray that your Spirit will take full control of our lives in the name of Jesus. That every move we make, we will move by your Spirit. Every word we speak, Lord, we will speak by your Spirit. In the name of Jesus, everywhere we go, oh God, the Spirit of God will live in us. Hallelujah, and work mightily through us. In the name of Jesus, so when we, God Almighty, touch those that are sick, they will receive healing. Oh God, especially in times like these, when people don't know what to do, oh God, your gift, the Spirit, will speak through us words of wisdom and knowledge, so that people, Lord God, will hear and know, God Almighty, that you are among us. We pray, God, that, oh God Almighty, the Spirit of discernment will come alive again in the church. Oh God, that we will know good from evil. Oh God, we will know those that are among us. Oh God Almighty, who are not of yours, Lord. Father God, we pray that you will show us the way that we should go. Impart on us, Lord, the gift from above. Fill us with your love. And Lord God, we will give you all the praise and all the glory. And we will give you all the honor, because it's due unto you and you alone. So we bless you, Lord God, as you continue, oh God, to work in us. And as you continue, Lord God, to let the gift of your Spirit, oh God, be among us in the church. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are living in the last days. And Lord, we are expecting a move, a mighty move of your Spirit among us again. So we pray, God, that you will have your way even now. As we look to you, we tell you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.